is Taking Aim with
Roshan Men
and Maya Shone. We join you again for the WBAI Fund Drive. Today we have for you as our gift for your contribution to WBAI for $100, The Hidden History of Zionism and the Roadmap as a Dead End for the Palestinian People. This was a discussion, a presentation by Ralph and myself, 2003. It's an incredible elaboration of the background to what is unfolding today in the Zionist state of Israel and with the Palestinian people, the struggle of the Palestinian people. It describes the hidden history of Zionism and as well the machinations of the negotiations to suppress the struggle of the Palestinian people. Your $100 contribution, 212-209-2950. Please get on the phone. We're on this hour only. We also have with us Ralph Poynter to help us with our fundraising for WBAI and to continue our update of the case of Lynn Stewart. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Maya. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
We're doing fine. And how is Lynn?
Well, Lynn is as well as can be expected in the prison environment. Her spirit is there, but as I have been screaming loudly over the past few weeks with your indulgence, that Lynn is in a prison situation which makes it nearly impossible for her to get decent health care. I'd like to remind people that she is handcuffed with one hand to the bed and shackled while she's in the hospital. And my last visit, I realized she's sore on both arms because of her visits to the hospital. So, and I'd like to remind people, get your dollars out, because this is this program that weekly gives you insight into what Lynn is saying. And I know Ralph and you and Maya have such a great program, such a timely program. I'm going to briefly say she is in a prison hospital situation where regulations inhibit decent medical care. Thank you, and dig deep, folks. Dig deep, because next week I'm going to want to be here, and they're going to say no money was raised this week, so we don't need to hear about Lynn. If you care about Lynn, let's hear the contributions come in. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ralph. And we want to point out that the massacre of Gaza, humanitarian supporters of the people of Palestine, they were bringing medical aid, they were bringing humanitarian aid, and they were gunned down in cold blood, at least 19 killed and 50 injured. And the category of terror has been invoked. Indeed, Danny Ayyon, the deputy parliamentary minister, said this is an al-Qaeda movement. They are terrorists. He spoke of the convoy consisting of, quote, criminal terrorists, deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament. They are using the terror card, as always, to cover their criminal acts, to cover their crimes against the people of Palestine, just as within the case of Lynn Stewart, they invoked a category of terror to attack a 40-year civil liberties attorney defending the oppressed and the impoverished in the United States. Same basic class politics, same fascist undertakings on the part of the Zionist state and its masters, the Imperium at home. Brothers and sisters, please call your support. We will provide an elucidation in this DVD, CD.
Three set CDs, The Hidden History of Zionism and The Roadmap, A Dead End for the Palestinian People. And Ralph, I think we should go to the first excerpt from this, and then we'll come back with discussion and response. So please get those phones ringing, 212-209-2950.
From the Madrid Conference in 1991 to Oslo, but there have been many more accords since 1991 with Madrid. Gaza, Jericho, Camp David, the Saudi plan, and now with the roadmap. The game, however, has always been the same. The liquidation of the century-old Palestinian struggle for self-determination. The unspeakable suffering and subjugation of the Palestinian people that we witness unfolding today in the West Bank and Gaza are but the little continuation of how all of Palestine was colonized. It is a shocking history of armed displacement, massacre, and expulsion that dates back to the 19th century. Tonight, Ralph is going to elucidate on the hidden history of Zionism, and then I'll discuss the roadmap and what is unfolding in the West Bank.
Thank you, Maya. Thanks to all of you, brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, for coming here for a discussion of an issue that has consumed people and yet suffers from the absence of real concrete data and information pertaining to the nature of Zionism, its origins, its character ideologically, its role historically, and precisely the political process through which Zionism has assumed hegemony in the Middle East and to no small extent over the centers of imperial policy itself, notably since the events of 9/11. There have been four prevalent myths that have characterized our understanding of the nature of Zionism and of the Israeli state that is based upon it, and particularly in the United States and in Western Europe. The first myth pertains to the claim of a land without a people for a people without a land. The second myth is that of Israeli democracy. Virtually every newspaper and every television story and every reference to the Israeli state is prefaced by the claim that it is the only real democracy in the Middle East and so on. The third myth pertains to security as the motive force of Israeli foreign policy. Here you have a predatory colonial settler operation which has sought to destabilize each Arab nation in the region and to entrap it and ensnare it in conflict, the better to usurp more territory, presenting itself in a defensive posture. And perhaps the fourth and most prevalent myth has been that of Zionism as the moral legatee of the victims of the Holocaust. And what is particularly savage in the irony that surrounds this claim is the fact that the Zionist movement and the Zionist leaders itself were the active collaborators with the perpetrators of the Holocaust. They participated in the suppression of Jewish resistance, and they organized a consistent opposition to any escape on the part of European Jewry. The objective of Zionism has never merely been to colonize Palestine in the manner in which the colonial powers colonized Africa and Asia and, yes, Latin America. In the latter instance, the objective was to obtain resources and cheap labor in the process of imposing a colonial and imperial hegemony. But what distinguishes Zionism from other colonial movements is the relationship between the settlers and the people to be conquered. Because the avowed purpose of the Zionist movement was not merely to exploit the Palestinian people, but to disperse and to dispossess them. The intent was to replace the indigenous population with a new settler community, to eradicate the farmers, the artisans, and the town dwellers of Palestine, and to substitute a workforce composed of a settler population. And in denying the existence of the Palestinian people, the Zionist movement sought to create the political conditions for their removal, not merely from their land, but from history. When acknowledged at all, the Palestinians have been reinvented as a semi-savage nomadic remnant. Historic records have been falsified, a procedure that began during the last quarter of the 19th century, but continues to this very day. The Zionist movement would seek, throughout its inception, alternative imperial sponsors for this bloody enterprise. In fact, if you look carefully at the progenitors of Zionism, the upper layers of the haute bourgeoisie in Europe, their basic approach was to treat anti-Semitism as something not only endemic and inevitable, but also of considerable value. They despaired of any alternative to the anti-Semitic climate of the imperial regimes in which they subsisted. And they advocated making common cause with the anti-Semites for the purpose of converting the Jews of Europe into settlers afar. Herzl approached the most anti-Semitic and retrograde regimes of the day. They approached Count von Plehve of the Tsar, the author of the great pogrom at Kishinev and of the Black Hundreds. And they approached him with the proposition that if they funded and armed a Zionist movement to colonize Palestine, the Zionist movement would undertake that task on behalf of Tsarist imperialism representing its commercial interests in the area. And the same pitch was made to the Kaiser, who for over a decade armed and supported and dallied with the Zionist movement. The same approach made to the French Imperium and, of course, to the British Raj. So from its inception, Zionism has seen as its task enlisting the imperial powers, and indeed the most retrograde and anti-Semitic of them, as the fundamental political economic sponsors of the colonial enterprise itself. And this project embraced as well the fascism of Mussolini. It was Mussolini who funded the Zionist youth movement, particularly Beitar, whose leader was Menachem Begin, who wore the black shirt and gave the fascist salute, which they changed to the brown shirt with the advent of Hitler and Nazism in Europe. And the Zionist movement did not miss a beat with the advent of Nazism in Europe. On the contrary, the local Zionist organization of Germany expressed its open support for the Nazi Party and enlisted the Nazi Party as its sponsors. And the labor Zionists would bring Eichmann to Palestine in the 1930s, Baron von Mildenstein of the SS for a period of 6 months, leading to a 12-part series in the publication of the SS called Der Angriff, which means the assault, praising Zionism, with Heydrich and Himmler overseeing the stamping of a coin with the swastika on one side and the Star of David on the other, culminating indeed in the moment when the Zionist movement of Shamir made a formal military pact with the Wehrmacht, discovered in the German embassy in Ankara at the end of the Second World War and known as the Ankara document. So in understanding the particular political and ideological character of Zionism, both in relation to its victim people, the Palestinians, but notably in relation to the Jews themselves, we then come to comprehend the cruel irony of the ways in which the Zionist movement has wrapped itself in the collective shroud of the 6 million victims of the Holocaust, the better to visit upon itself a moral authority to impose on the Palestinian people a fate rather like that of the Jews in Europe. From its inception, every major spokesperson for the Zionist movement has set forth clearly what was intended in Palestine. It was nothing less than the systematic removal of the Palestinian people, their dispossession, and their elimination. In 1896, Theodor Herzl set forth his plan for inducing the Ottoman Empire to grant Palestine to the Zionist settler movement. If His Majesty the Sultan were to give us Palestine, we will undertake to regulate the finances of Turkey and form an outpost of civilization in opposition to barbarism, defending Turkish imperial and commercial interests in the region. Speaking at this Congress of the World Zionist Organization in 1905, the 7th World Zionist Congress, Max Nordau, a prominent Zionist leader, put forth before the Zionists themselves their concerns. There is a movement which has taken hold of a great part of the Arab people. It is taking a direction which will cause harm in Palestine. The Turkish government will feel itself compelled to defend its reign in Palestine and Syria with armed force. In these circumstances, we can persuade Turkey that they will require us to carry out their particular operations, a strong, well-organized, relentless military group which will suppress this population and eliminate it. The South African connection is a very old one. It does not merely encompass Prime Minister General Jan Smuts, who is South African delegate to the British War Cabinet, pushed the British government to adopt the Balfour Declaration, making a commitment to construct a Zionist colony under British direction. The relationship between Zionism and the South African settlers had evolved much earlier because the settlers played a similar role in South Africa as they would in Palestine. N. Kirshner, the chairman of the South African Zionist Federation, provided a vivid account of the intimate interaction between the Zionists and South African leaders, the identification of Zionists like Weizmann and Herzl with the South African conception of a racially distinct colonizing population.
You've been listening to Ralph, a very small portion of Ralph Schoenman's exposition of the hidden history of Zionism. And this is part of a 3D set, the discussion of the hidden history of Zionism, my presentation of the roadmap, A Dead End for the Palestinian People, which describes the various false negotiation process, and then an incredible discussion with the audience. 212-209-2950. I heard the phones ringing in the beginning, and then there was this lull. So right now, get on the phone. We always return to the basics. This is the classical discussion of the hidden history of Zionism. WBAI has been first and foremost in giving you this important information. We would not be on these 9 years. You would not be getting this elucidation without WBAI. Please,
information.
Get on the phone now, 212-209-2950.
Information, Ralph? Information, information. You know you never heard this before. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. It does not come from any other media. It must be supported. 212-209-2950. And understand,
brothers,
folks.
And sisters, last week, Israel conducted the largest ever annual war drill. Army security services ended a five-day military exercise. Mass mobilization of Israeli citizens dashing to bunkers and safe rooms. On Sunday, Israeli warplanes carried out raids over seven Lebanese villages at medium altitude over Nabatea, Chaim, and Majarun. Israeli MK surveillance drones violated Lebanese airspace. On Saturday, Foreign Minister Danny Ayon threatened Lebanon's Prime Minister Saeed Hariri, warning that he will pay a high price in a new war. This is the background to this all-out assault on this flotilla of humanitarian aid. Indeed, Congress voted Israel Iron Dome Project, a rocket shield system to protect Israel against short-range rockets, a huge sum of money for Israeli anti-missiles. This happened 2 weeks ago. And the Sunday Times in London contains an exclusive report on Israel's decision to deploy three German-built submarines with nuclear-armed cruise missiles in the Gulf near the Iranian coastline. This is the background to this all-out assault upon the humanitarian flotilla from Turkey. It does not take place in isolation. This is the vicious imperium engaged in its preparations for yet another major war, and they use the category of terror to demonize their victims, to demonize the people who are engaged in providing humanitarian aid, medical supplies, and food to those who are under siege in Gaza. Again, why is Lynn Stewart targeted with the terrorist tag? Because she defends us all and our democratic rights. Because she challenges the government's use of the false category of terror in the framing of the Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman. That's the relationship. From the Zionist state to its master, the Imperium, we are all in their gun sights, brothers and sisters. Please, step up to the plate. This is not a spectator sport. Please phone your support for this broadcasting, for Lynn Stewart, for the suffering people of Palestine, for the resistance struggle on a global scale. That is our mandate. That is our task. Uprising and resistance until we overcome.
Where Michael, and what
give
would
us
be.
A hand and let us know how many people are on the phone. 212-209-2950. And remind people how they can contribute.
Where and what will you have taken as a position during the slaughter in Germany? Where would and what would have been your position during slavery? Where and what would have been your position during the period of the genocide of the indigenous people of this country? While we are in the position of making decisions now, where will you be? What will you do? Dig into your pocket and support those who support the peoples of the world, right to live in a decent society. 212-209-2950. This is not the time to be not the time to be conservative in terms of fighting imperialism, in fighting injustice everywhere, in terms of fighting for people who have fought for us. 212-209-2950. The phones are not ringing fast enough. Please, if you want to hear what's happening with Lynn Stewart on a weekly basis, support this program because they do count.
That's right, Ralph. And thank you very much for that. And thank you for those calls that are coming in right now. Now we have four calls on the line, Ralph and Maya. Now five calls. And now we're waiting for six and seven calls for Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. We thank you for those calls. But you know what? We can overwhelm the volunteers. I think we have about six volunteers, and we can take as many as 15 calls right now. So if you're listening to Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen, if you are listening, if you listen on a regular basis, if you've yet to make your call of support to WBAI, do so right now. Remember, you can pledge using Visa card, MasterCard, American Express. You can pledge electronically, but do make that call. Volunteers are standing by. Three calls on the line now. We need to have triple that amount. We need to have at least a dozen calls from now until the end of the program at 6 p.m. We have another excerpt that we want to play for you, but we can't get to that until we see some calls of support for this program. We need to see those calls coming in right now that you appreciate the level, the access that you have to this information in an unfettered way. 212-209-2950.
I'd like to point out that the six-ship flotilla, the largest ship being that from Turkey, and this is a ship that was, the Turkish government agreed with the sending of this ship. They investigated everything that's on the ship. They support this massive ship that held hundreds of people, about 600-700 people. And then there is an Irish flagship, an American flagship, the Swedish flagship, and a Greek flagship. These ships are carrying such things as cement, which is banned. It's considered a banned material by the Zionist state to reach the Gaza Strip. Without cement, you cannot rebuild the devastated Gaza Strip. As you will see in the second excerpt, the main purpose of the Zionist state is the removal of the Palestinian people, as Ralph gave in the historical presentation, as you see on the ground, both in the carving up of the West Bank and in the bombing and the prevention of the rebuilding of Gaza. This is the purpose. We don't mince words, and we don't mince words week after week on Taking Aim with no matter what subject we are covering. So please now open up your pockets. Join us in supporting WBAI. Without WBAI, we would not be reaching you week after week. And we know you're listening throughout the world. So if you can't make that long distance phone call to get to 212-209-2950, please go to www.wbai.org and make your contribution today. You cannot make it tomorrow for this gift to you. You must do it today.
And brothers and sisters, let me emphasize, as the Israeli commandos were slaughtering innocent civilians with humanitarian aid on the boat, the Sunday Times was recording that a nuclear submarine from Germany has arrived with ballistic missiles. Three submarines of Flotilla 7, Dolphin, Tacoma, and Leviathan, that dispatched to the Persian Gulf on a rotating basis. They will remain at sea for 50 days. They will stay submerged at 1,150 feet below the surface. The cruise missiles are equipped, according to the Sunday Times, quote, with the most advanced nuclear warheads in the Israeli arsenal, unquote. Those are the stakes, brothers and sisters, and this massacre of the innocents is, in one respect, a bloody distraction on the part of the Zionist state of its more far-reaching and sinister plans that will engulf the world, brothers and sisters. The hidden history of Zionism is the root understanding, provides that for all of us to see what is at stake here, the forces involved, the relationship to imperialism, and the permanent war that menaces us all, that puts Lynn Stewart in prison, that threatens all of our rights, that prepares the architecture of the fascist state. Please.
Ralph, don't you consider it a provocation by the Israeli state in order to up the ante and to provoke some action in order for them to say, we are making a defensive move? And in fact, Itamar Rabinovich, who is a former Israeli ambassador to Washington, noted that the actions of the Israeli state is to escalate what they are doing in taking this action against the Free Gaza movement. And this is an action done by the Israeli defense forces. It encompasses all aspects of the Israeli cabinet, and it is an incredible move against people like you and me who are bringing humanitarian aid to the people.
Part
of
the international solidarity with the Palestinian people, with the oppressed of the world. Those are the issues. Please support our programming. Support Lynn Stewart. Support Ralph Pointer. Call 212-209-2950 with your purchase of this premium, brothers and sisters, your support for Taking Aim, your support for Free Speech Radio, and your support for the oppressed.
Understand.
What the Israeli government has done is an act of war, against each and every one of us who cares for, who believes in the struggle, the self-determination, the right of people to have their own expression, their own lives, and their own representation on this earth. That is why at this moment it is incredibly important that we preserve WBAI, which is our radio station, our means of communicating with each and every one of you. 212-209-2950. At this moment that we must increase our efforts.
And understand that Lynn Stewart is an honorary person of color due to her activities before becoming a lawyer and as a lawyer. Reach in your pocket if you have any sympathy for the positions that she has taken over the years. 212-209-2950. I do not hear the phones ringing, and I fear for Lynn Stewart and people like her who support the justices against the unjust and injustices of the system that we live in.
I'd like to point out that those of you who have heard this lecture before and have it, this was a premium once before, must know that it's time to give it as a gift, and it is time to revisit the hidden history of Zionism and the roadmap, because you need the basis of this understanding to make your decisions and your actions of what to do next. Please get on the phone now, 212-209-2950. Show your support.
Music to my ears. Keep it coming, please.
Let's just take another couple of minutes, Ralph and Maya. Ralph Pointer here in the studio with me, and Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen out there on the coast speaking to us on the phone, 212-209-2950. The phones are ringing. We need people who are serious about the information that is coming to you each and every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. If you are a supporter of Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen, you believe in the free access to this information and to this media, this medium, we're asking you to call us now with your pledges of financial support to keep WBAI moving forward. 212-209-2950. Talk to the people in the tally room at the other end of that phone line. They'll guide you through the process. They'll tell you about things that, like the electronic funds transfer and using your Visa card, your MasterCard, or you can send a check or money order if that is what you need to do. But do make that call now to WBAI. 4 calls on the line now. We're waiting for you. Now 5 calls on the line now for Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen on WBAI, WBAI.org on the web. Now we have 6 calls coming in for Taking Aim. That is what we need to see. We need to sustain this momentum throughout the rest of the 25 minutes that we have before we go to the evening news. Ralph and Maya, we're going to go back to you, and I do know that we have another excerpt in line.
Let's play the excerpt. This is a small portion of the presentation about the roadmap.
In 1991, Haaretz, in September, discussed the full occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Quote, the planned doubling of the
So, brothers and sisters, the elucidation of the politics are very straightforward. The Israeli project from its inception has been the elimination of the Palestinian people. Indeed, 6 months before the open declaration of the Zionist state, a series of militia carried out massacres from one end of Palestine to the other. In fact, 485 villages out of 570 towns and villages were razed to the ground. They're reduced to rubble. 80% of the population of Palestine was driven out through massacre, and the Zionists seized all of the land of the remaining towns and villages. Indeed, that is the legacy of the Zionist occupation. It is indeed then the predicate of every further action against the Palestinian people in their far-flung diaspora, in the refugee camps to which they have been driven. The host countries are themselves then targeted for repeated war to seize more land and to repeat the process at the service of imperialism, securing the dismantling of nation states, securing the subjugation of their populations, preparing the ground for the seizure of their resources and the enslavement of their people. What this is about is an oppression, and what we are singing the siren song of is resistance. Resistance of the many, resistance of the oppressed, the resistance of the disadvantaged, the resistance of all of us who are in the gun sights of imperialism. Make no mistake about it, brothers and sisters. Please, call 212-209-2950.
Repeat, remember, people, before Lynn Stewart was an attorney, she was a white anti-imperialist freedom fighter. This is what the Second Circuit was referring to when they said Lynn Stewart is a career criminal. Yes, her career has been against the criminals of the world, against those who would oppress others around the world. Remember, brothers and sisters, Lynn Stewart supports the immigrants, rights for immigrants in this country, because she knows and she speaks of America being hooked on cheap labor. And this is why they have these anti-immigration laws. Not that they want anyone to go anywhere. They want them to stay here and to be slaves. So therefore, they should not have rights. So the Second Circuit remembers, as they always say, and she continues to speak, even though she's been put in this terrible position. So all of you out there who support these ideas and ideals, let us hear those phones ring. 212-209-2950. They know who Lynn Stewart is. Do you know who Lynn Stewart is? They are going to attack Lynn Stewart. Are you going to support Lynn Stewart? Are you going to support the programs that support Lynn Stewart? Let's hear those phones ring. I hear them stop, and every time they stop, I fear that the bells do not toll, or they do toll for Lynn Stewart. Please, 212-209-2950. Let's hear those phones go. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, keep the phones coming, brothers and sisters. We need to have that support. It's critical to the struggles that we're espousing, and it is critical to the people of Palestine, as it is critical to Lynn Stewart.
As Lynn Stewart has said, the difference between her immigrant forebears are that they were white. Understand that. Lynn is an anti-racist. She supports a multiracial society. Support her. Please.
Brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize what I did in the Hidden History of Zionism, and as you will hear on this lecture, as I was speaking at the time, nearly 50 years ago, an orator responded, not to the occupation of his country or the liquidation of three-fourths of its towns and villages. He was not reacting to massacre, mass imprisonment, detention camps, and torture. He did not decry the theft of the land and property of an entire people, or their overnight transformation into a pauperized refugee population existing in tent camps, hunted and persecuted wherever they fled. He did not denounce a 60-year-old ordeal punctuated by unrelenting bombing, invasion, and yet further dispersal. He responded to but a few weeks of sporadic bombing as he declaimed memorably, "I have nothing to offer you but blood, tears, and sweat. You ask, what is our policy? I say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark, lamentable category of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be. For without victory for us, there is no survival. Let that be realized, no survival. I feel sure that our cause will not be subject to failure, and I feel entitled to claim the aid of all, unquote. And 1 week later, he declared, quote, we shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields. We shall fight in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island were subjugated and starving, we shall carry on the struggle, unquote. What is it that makes it permissible for the head of the Raj, the Imperial Raj, Winston Churchill, to enter these sentiments but renders them illicit for the Palestinian people? Nothing but that endemic racism which colors consciousness in our society. Winston Churchill was a belligerent spokesperson of British imperialism, notably in Palestine and the Arab world. If Churchill can be allowed demagogically to sound a call to resist aggression and attack, how much more are the Palestinian people entitled to fight back, to resist occupation, to battle for their survival and for social justice? Brothers and sisters, that is our entitlement as well. Wherever we find ourselves, in whatever circumstance, with our brothers and sisters, we have the right to resist. And we proclaim not only that right, but our determination to do so. That's the meaning of the hidden history of Zionism. That is the lesson and the legacy of Lynn Stewart's heroic struggle. And that is the obligation we all have, and it's the task of Free Speech Radio to elucidate it, to clarify it, and to summon us to rise to the historic occasion.
212-209-2950. You heard some of what Lynn Stewart stands for. And on the witness stand, she bravely said, I am a disciple of Nelson Mandela, not Martin Luther King. The right to defend oneself against oppression. The right to defend oneself in all situations. Self-determination, self-defense, whatever happened to that? Let us hear those who believe in those words. Let's hear the phones ring. I know you're out there. I know these words ring in your ears. I know her courage is in your heart. Let's hear the courage out of your pocketbooks. The phones have slowed down.
I'll have to describe now what's on the roadmap excerpt because we have a technical problem from my old computer, and the excerpt didn't communicate well to WBAI. But I can assure you, this is a meticulous documentation of the shutting off of water throughout the West Bank, the dispossession of the land, how most of the land of the West Bank, just a marginal amount, has been left to the Palestinian people. Most of the land has been declared closed military areas. This is land upon which settlements have been built already, and there's still an ongoing construction process of expanding the major settlements, particularly around Jerusalem. And also, if it's not already a built settlement, with the closed military area, which starts primarily on the tops of all the hills and then works its way down, there is the expectation of the expansion of these areas, the turning of the closed military area into a settlement zone itself. And there is the Jordan River, the diversion of the water from the Jordan River, the border between the West Bank and the Jordanian state itself, so that the areas of Israeli farms can have more access to water. If you don't have irrigation, you don't have the agricultural products to sustain the population. Meanwhile, there's the lowering of the water table throughout the West Bank, and also the refusal by the Zionist state to give permits for Palestinians to have access to rebuild their aging wells or to sink new wells. There is a diversion of water from Lebanon, from the Litani, as Ralph discusses in the Hidden History of Zionism so well. The project of the Zionist state had been to absorb Lebanon up to the Litani, to absorb Syria, to absorb Iraq, to absorb parts of Egypt, to absorb parts of Arabia. This is a step-by-step project. This is what we see unfolding, and this is why there had to be an attack on the six-boat flotilla. They could not let this flotilla, which was going directly to Gaza, which would have broken the blockade, provided cement for rebuilding, provided the necessary medical equipment, the necessary medical supplies, the penicillin, the antibiotics, the bandages themselves, that would allow the Palestinian people to remain in place. And so it is with your contribution to WBAI. It allows WBAI to remain in place so that our voices can come to you.
I fear I won't be back.
209-2950.
Thank you, Maya. I fear I won't be back next week because the phones are not ringing. 212-209-2950. If you believe in anti-imperialism, if you believe in anti-racism, if you believe in justice for all, let your pockets do the talking. Let's hear those phones ring. 212-209-2950.
Brothers and sisters, in the hidden history of Zionism, the talk that you'll receive, there is an extraordinarily precise documentation. The plunder that was described in the elimination of Palestinian ownership and property, 370 Jewish towns and settlements established on Palestinian land, 350 on absentee property. By 1954, 45% of Israel's population, settler population, lived on property seized from the Palestinian people. The plunder embraced 385 towns and villages in their entirety, huge sections of 94 other cities and towns containing 45% of all buildings in Israel. 20,000 businesses and retail stores were handed over to settlers. From 1948 to 53, the period of largest colonization, the economic importance to Israel's seized Arab property was decisive. The amount of cultivatable land seized from Palestinians driven from the country by massacre was 3.5 times the total area of land granted the Zionists by the end of the mandate. All citrus groves of Palestinians were seized, 240,000 dunam. By 1951, 1.25 million boxes of citrus seized from Arab groves were in Israeli hands. By 1951, 95% of all Israel's olive trees were seized from Palestinian land. Olive produce from stolen Palestinian groves represented the third largest export after citrus and diamonds. One-third of all stone production came from 52 seized Palestinian quarries. Zionist mythology includes the claim that Zionist industry, dedication, and skill transformed an otherwise barren desert land neglected by primitive nomadic Arab custodians into a garden, making the desert bloom. Palestinian orchards, Palestinian industry, rolling stock, factories, houses, and possessions were pillaged after slaughtering and conquest. The ship of state, a vessel of pirates, its proper flag, a skull and crossbones.
And that is exactly what they did. It was an act of piracy, and this has been called by the Turkish government an act of piracy, and we need to support WBAI to get the communication out to you. 212-209-2950. One thing that I discuss in the discussion on the roadmap is the role of the PLO and later the Palestinian Authority, particularly Khaled al-Hassan, who was Yasser Arafat's right-hand man. It was Khaled al-Hassan who came up with the concept of the two-state solution. The PLO charter had called for a democratic secular Palestine. That is, rights flow from the citizenship. All those who live within the surrounds of Palestine, which is the land of Palestine, including what is now the Zionist State of Israel, everyone who lives there, be they Christian, Jew, Muslim, atheist, no matter what, Zoroastrian, whatever your beliefs are, as long as you're a citizen of Palestine, you have full rights. And this was the Palestinian Charter, the PLO Charter. And it was Khalid al-Hassan who, before 1991, in negotiations with Vernon Walter, who had been at that time the deputy CIA director, came up with the idea of separating, of having two states, a state which would have been policed by a Palestinian Authority and provide security for his
under the control of the Central Intelligence Agency,
right.
And that is indeed the position of the present Palestinian Authority of Mahmoud Abbas, funded by the CIA, the security forces, trained by the Israelis, dominated by the Israelis, financed by the CIA, designed to police the Palestinian people with the patina of some form of autonomy, nothing more than a Bantustan. Neo-colonial projects galore. It's not about peace, but pacification. That is why the people resist.
And that is also the default of the PLO, of the national bourgeoisie of the Palestinian people, essentially. This default is what led, along with the support of the Zionists for the Islamic movement and their attack on the PLO, this is what led to the rise of Hamas. As we've discussed in many Taking Aim shows before, the Zionist movement attacked the PLO social service organizations and allowed the Islamic movement, the agencies which later became Hamas, to flourish.
But Maya, that is true. Hamas was originally deployed in divide and rule to undermine the democratic, secular, and socialist character of the PLO. Notwithstanding that, Hamas has assumed, through the mass mobilization of people, a resistance mode in Gaza.
And that is why it is supported. And that's what I'm saying. The default of the PLO, the default of the Palestinian Authority, the default of the secular organizations has led to the growth of Hamas, which provides, first through the mosques and now through its armed resistance, the defense of the Palestinian presence, the defense of Palestinians in Palestine.
And remember, Lynn Stewart is at the heart of this matter in her defense of the blind sheikh, in her strident fight against false flag actions. The blind sheikh was guilty of nothing, but he was needed as a symbol of terrorism, a reason for America to terrorize the Middle East. Support this program. Support the voice of Lynn Stewart. Support the voice of Taking Aim, because you're not going to hear these truths on any other programs. 212-209-2950. I do not hear the phones ringing. And again, I fear for the future of this radio station. I fear for the future of this particular program. I fear for the future of Lynn Stewart. Let your pockets do the talking. Let's hear those phones ring. 212-209-2950.
The final, final 9 minutes of the program here, Taking Aim with Ralph Shulman and Maya Schoen. We have, I think if we get 10 calls on the line, 10 of you calling up right now, we'll make our $3,000 goal for this hour. We're very close to raising that $3,000, but we can get there. We won't be able to get there unless you make that call. Now, we only have one call on the line now. Would you join that caller and become a member of this radio station? Support Taking Aim. There we go, with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Let's hear those calls coming.
I know people expect, and they usually do from our end here, extensive excerpts on when we're on. I'm sorry, it was a technical failure here, and you know what you're going to hear. You've heard us often enough. You've heard our lectures. You know this is going to be one that is going to keep you riveted, and it's going to get you applauding, and is going to move you to action. Take my word for it. You know what? You don't have to take my word. You have your own word from listening to us all the time. Please get on the phone now, 212-209-2950. You've heard a brief excerpt, and the discussion in this lecture is absolutely wonderful to hear. It's very dynamic, and it goes way beyond whatever is in the presentations. 212-209-2950.
Do you know if Cynthia McKinney was on one of those boats, ships? She has been an ardent supporter of the people of Palestine.
Cynthia was on the ship when they were actually taken into custody and taken to Lebanon, when the Israeli Navy diverted the ships into Lebanon. And so you see the constant pattern here. I want to emphasize, by the way, brothers and sisters, that notwithstanding that there is a military alliance between the Turkish bourgeoisie and the Zionist state, such is the anger and the mobilization of the Turkish masses and the Turkish people that the Turkish Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, actually declared that not only was this an act of piracy on the high seas, but that he would send the Turkish Navy to accompany a flotilla of humanitarian aid in the next trip to Gaza. That is a measure of the storm brewing, of the uprising pending, of the mobilization of the many, and of the confrontations ahead. They will involve all of us, brothers and sisters, because believe me, Barack Obama is conspiring with Netanyahu, like the lips to the teeth. They are arming the Israelis. They are funding the Israelis. They are coordinating with the Israelis. They are plotting with the Israelis. It is an imperial schema. It is part of the repression at home. It is essential to that is the persecution of Lynn. And we are all in the gun sights, as I continually try to emphasize.
And Ralph, what people may not recall is that in 1983, on the first anniversary of Sabra and Shatila, which took place in September of 1982, after the massacre of Sabra and Shatila, Ralph and I began organizing what was to be an international march, bringing people, the organizations. We coordinated all the organizations of the Palestinian struggle, and we had members of parliament coming from many, many countries, including Japan.
There was a mass march on Jerusalem from every part of Palestine.
That was blocked by the Zionists, unfortunately.
And with the plans, brothers and sisters, which are still pending for the mobilization of the Palestinian people to march in unison to their front, to the frontiers, while the masses of the Arab East march to meet them, to say, we are coming home, the Palestinian exile, exodus and exile, we are coming home. And when Maya and I were detained, when Maya and I were imprisoned, we were called what? Agents of a terrorist plot. A terrorist plot, the category of terror for the resistance of the masses, the resistance of the Palestinian people, the resistance of us all. We know who the terrorists are. It's the state terror of the Zionist state. It is the state terror of the authors of 9/11, the criminals in the White House, the treason at the top. Those are the stakes. Those are the underlying politics. Those are the dynamics that we continually seek to document, elucidate, expose, and resist on Taking Aim on WBAI, on Free Speech Radio, brothers and sisters.
Remember that old Union song, What Side Are You On, Brother? 212-209-2950. Let those phones ring to show whose side are you on. The side of oppression, the side of imperialism, or the side of freedom? The side of the Lynn Stewarts, or the side of the Cynthia McKinneys, the side of the unknown heroes who are fighting for liberation and freedom of the Palestinian people and the people of the world? Let those phones ring. 212-209-2950. I know there's money out there. Don't go to dinner this week. Let your heart be filled with the food of justice, the food of resistance. 212-209-2950.
Now, we all recognize this is the end of the WBAI fund drive, and I'm sure everyone listening has already made a contribution in the prior weeks.
Still, are we going
to
make the 3,000? All right, people.
Jim Haskins said, there are many ways you can make contributions. You can do it with a monthly contribution. You can ease the pain of your pocketbook. But also, there are many of you out there who we know are doing well and listen to Taking Aim.
I thank you and I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep it coming.
So those of you who can, contribute. Contribute on behalf of someone in prison, be it Lynn Stewart or another. Each week, the women at the MCC join Lynn in listening to Taking Aim. Keep that access coming. We know that people are listening to Taking Aim in Broadway, in Northern State, in Southwoods, in many of the prisons throughout New Jersey and in New York State.
Alrighty.
Maya,
now,
we have...
Get on the phone. Make your contribution. It's always at the end of the show that
it's
the phones
always at the end
start
of the show.
Ringing.
Folks are gotten home or before they leave in work, and Ralph is here and he can attest to it. There's a full board. We're all engaged. All hands are on deck. People are answering those phones. They're scrambling to take your phone calls. Ralph and Maya, we leave you the last word. But before that, Ralph Pointer, you give a way that folks can get in contact with Lynn Stewart.
Lynn Stewart, LynnStewart, 150 Park Row, New York, New York, 10007. 2 South, 53504-054. 53504-054. And there's a smile from one end of my face to the other. Those lights, this thing is lit up. And I'm going to dance out of here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ralph
and
Maya.
And sisters, the struggle continues.
And remember, it's the hidden history of Zionism and the roadmap as a dead end for the Palestinian people. Join the people internationally who are struggling and joining with the Palestinian people to make a better world for each and every one of us. Your effort, your contribution adds to that effort. Please. 212-209-2950. Thanks for making it possible for us to be with you next week.
Thank you so much, Ralph Schoenman, Maya Schoen, Ralph Pointer here in the studio. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide weekday afternoons. Upcoming, the WBAI Evening News. Stay tuned.